First You Think is a not-for-profit ministry of the First Unitarian Church of Des Moines. Support us at ucdsm.org today.
Breathing in, I observe the impermanent nature of all things. Breathing out, I contemplate the impermanent nature of all things. It's been a while. I look different. You look different. Years have passed since the last time we saw each other. But your faces, your familiar faces. It brings me so much joy to see them again. I'm going to tear up for a second. Hold on. My name is Amanda DeBose, and my pronouns are she, her, hers, and I'm speaking to you today from land that is the traditional territory of the Tsa'atsoihaya, or Yuchi, and the Salgui-Tiyi, or Eastern Cherokee. A year and a half ago, I thought I had a handle on the river of change. Life, business, career change, new baby, moving to a new state for the sixth time, new jobs, buying and selling houses, these things had changed my life so very, very much, and in a very short period of time. But these were changes I was accustomed to, at least. After I left Iowa, I admit I neglected my practice. I was busy figuring out life as a family of five and exploring the woods with my little people. Over a year would pass since I sat with a Sangha. Over a year would pass since I sat for more than a few minutes on a random occasion. The baby would wake up, the toddler would run in and interrupt. Someone always needed something, and meditation lost its priority billing. Then came the momentous change last March that made moving cross-country with a teenager, a toddler, and a two-month-old with only a week in an Airbnb to find a more permanent residence look like a cakewalk. The world seemed upside down. My mind was upside down, monkeying from place to place and worry to worry. And then I received an email. Now, I'm sure it was a fluke that I had remained on the mailing list. A mistake that had been overlooked the last year and that had flown under everyone's radar because emails were infrequent and I'm not great about unsubscribing from lists. But there it was, an invitation. We are gathering online, come sit with us. It had been a long time, over a year, since before Ren was born, since I had sat with them. Would I be welcome? Would I be out of place? Would it be awkward? Oh, whatever, Amanda, what have you got to lose? What have you got to gain? I showed up. Familiar faces cracked into broad smiles, and their welcome was gladly received. It was as if the last year hadn't separated us. We sat mindfully together. We walked mindfully together, even when I couldn't keep my balance. We read together. We recited together. We sang, and me sometimes a little too together. Oops, mute button. We opened our hearts to one another and bared our worries, fears, faults, joys, aha moments, all the things of this life. We breathed in compassion, happiness, sorrow. We breathed out love. We held each other in community through hospitalizations, babies, moves, diagnoses, trying times, and good ones. My family moved again, this time to Tennessee. As we continue to maintain social distancing, we are fairly isolated in our new community. But every Monday night, as soon as the littles drift off to sleep, and sometimes even before, I rush upstairs to my small screen of familiar faces. Through this last year, Awakening Heart Sangha has been an anchor for me. reacquainting me with my practice, encouraging me to be a better, more compassionate person and parent. And for the time being, no matter where I am, as one of Thich Nhat Hanh's walking meditations go, I have arrived. I am home.
I am Deborah Rogers. My pronouns are she, her, hers. And where I sit here in Huntington Beach, California, I'm sitting in the land of the Tonkwa and Ahashimin peoples. American Buddhist teacher and psychologist Jack Kornfield says that it's especially important now, with all we've lived through during the past year, individually and collectively, to steady the heart, to calm the body and mind for our own well-being, and even for our immune system. Such difficult times call for inner steadiness and strength for ourselves and for those around us. Jack's guided meditation, A Steady Heart, has been a great support throughout the year for me, as I find my heart broken open by all that has happened in our country and in the world, and in my own life, where I find myself caring for my mother, who is fighting against the losses and indignities of dementia with every ounce of strength she has, and sometimes fighting me with every ounce of strength she has. So I'd like to share an adapted version of Jack's Steady Mind and Heart meditation with you. So take a breath, a big in-breath and big out-breath. As Zen Master Thich Nhat Hanh has said, when the crowded Vietnamese refugee boats met with storms or pirates, if everyone panicked, all would be lost. But even if one person on the boat remained steady and calm, it was enough. It showed the way for everyone to survive. We become that person. We've done this before. In our blood and our DNA are 1,000 generations of ancestors who survived through wars and epidemics, depressions and famines. This is what you've been training for. And this is what you and we can offer to our children, a steady heart amidst it all. To begin this practice, take a seat in the center of your world with your feet flat on the floor, steady on the cushion or chair, grounded, seated halfway between heaven and earth in this human form. Let your eyes close gently and feel down through your body the deep connection that goes into the earth. Steady yourself. Bring a mindful, loving awareness to this present moment just as it is. And breathe 3 mindful breaths. Now, sense your body. Become aware of any areas of tightness or tension, contraction, heaviness, or pain. Acknowledge these with a kind of awareness, as if with a bow. And allowing them to be present in loving awareness, let them open more. Let them expand, release, open. And as you feel the intensity and aliveness of these sensations, difficult though they may be, gradually allow them to drain down through your body, from your head and neck, down through your shoulders and arms, through your torso and pelvis, and down through your legs and back and feet, back into the earth. Allow the heaviness and tensions, contractions and tightness to move in your body and drain into the earth. And as you do, thank them. Thank you for trying to protect me. I'm steady now. I'm okay. Thank you. And feel the body open and release, grounded and steady. Breathe a mindful breath in and out. And now, as you've sensed your body, bring your attention to sense your heart. And notice in this particular time of difficulty, any fears or sadness, grief or anger or worry for your family, for yourself, for friends, for the young and the old. And acknowledge all these emotions with a bow of kindness. Let them be held in loving awareness. Let them intensify or open, expand and release as they wish. Trust that you can allow yourself to feel and let the feelings themselves move through you and open and bring a greater sense of spaciousness as they do. You are not resisting them, but thanking them. Thank you for trying to protect me. I'm steady now. Feel the growing steadiness and spacious presence of loving awareness and relax into it. Breathe a mindful breath in and out. And now turn your attention to sense your states of mind. Acknowledge if there are racing thoughts, doubts, scattered mind, or fearful thoughts. Let your loving awareness be like vast space that can hold all these thoughts, like clouds that appear in the space of mind. As if to bow to them, you can acknowledge them gently. Oh, doubts, oh, fears, oh, racing mind. Let them be present without resistance. And as you allow them to open and move, you can thank them. Thank you for trying to protect me. I'm steady now. I'm okay now. Breathe in and out. Finally, let your awareness sense yourself as a great tree. Your roots go down from your body deep into the earth, steady and strong. Feel the depth of connection, how it strengthens you and steadies you. Notice too, as your body breathes, you are like the breathing of the tree itself, rooted in the earth, leaves exchanging oxygen and carbon dioxide, breathing in the wide open sky. Take a big breath in and out, breathing in and out. You are the great tree, standing and rooted in the midst of all of it, connected to the earth below. And above, vast like space, like sky, time, and eternity. Rest as this great tree with a peaceful and steady heart. Breathe three mindful breaths. Let yourself sense how you can embody this steadiness and peacefulness where you are just now, at home with your family, amidst those who are at ease and those who are frightened and struggling. You can be the center of calm. In your community and as you move through the world, you can be that one on the boat. You can be the great rooted tree. You can bring your sense of calm and steadiness wherever you go.
I am Linda Lemons. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I want to thank you for this opportunity to share what Buddhism means to me and what I value about being in Sangha. My journey to identify as a Unitarian Universalist Buddhist has been a winding, evolving process with times of understanding and sporadic meditation, followed by times of being overwhelmed, focused on the next task that needed to be accomplished, and lacking any integrated practice of slowing down, focusing on my breath, and valuing life in the current moment. My journey to Buddhism is intertwined with my journey as a social worker. In graduate school, I learned about systemic theory and how parts work together to create a whole. Buddhism at that point was a word I may have heard about, but had no awareness of how it supported a systemic worldview. In the 1990s, while being involved in the mental health field, I learned about dialectics, mindfulness skills, and emotional regulation skills. I understand dialectics to mean the fundamental nature of reality and the understanding of reality as interrelated parts to bring about a whole. That framework and skill set provided me an understanding and acceptance of what is, and brings about a joy in being able to say yes to life. That is where my attending Awakening Heart Sangha has become invaluable. Attending Sangha has provided me the opportunity to read and learn about Buddhism in a community with others, as opposed to understanding it from psychological theory. I would say I am at the beginning stage of my journey in understanding Buddhist teachings. One meeting a month, we recite the five mindfulness trainings that represent the Buddhist vision for global spirituality and ethics, based on four noble truths and the Noble Eightfold Path. At other meetings, we are currently reading from the heart of the Buddhist teaching, Transforming Suffering into Peace, Joy, and Liberation by Thich Nhat Hanh. And on the fourth Monday of the month, we are reading and then discussing America's Racial Karma, An Invitation to Heal by Larry Ward. Currently, I could not tell you the Four Noble Truths, the Noble Eightfold Path, or even say I'm committed to the five mindfulness trainings. I appreciate being welcomed in Sangha, whether or not I have made a commitment to the mindfulness trainings. Sangha is about community and learning to love and accept myself and the world as it is, while also learning skills to bring forth the world I would like it to be. Sangha helps me not get stuck in my head, striving to understand something intellectually and then get frozen because I'll be so afraid I will do it wrong and I'm not doing it perfectly. By doing this, I totally miss the pathway of finding refuge in my own body, relaxing, and being involved in the present moment. In Sangha, I am allowed time and space to come to my own understanding and to see for myself the mental formations that keep me stuck in patterns, hindering my ability to be present in the current moment and connected to life. Recently, we reflected on the three jewels of taking refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, a fundamental practice in Buddhism. To seek refuge means to look for a place that is safe, a place we can rely on. Reciting the words, "I take refuge in the Buddha, the one I know who shows me the way in this life. I take refuge in the Dharma, the way of understanding in love. And I take refuge in the Sangha, the community that lives in harmony and awareness. Just speaking those nourishes my soul and brings me back to a sense of refuge and calm. It is the interconnectedness of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha together that brings forth a new experience of integration. I am able to take refuge in both my own body and a community. When our Sangha decided to do this service, I said I would do a reflection only if no one else wanted to do so. Doing so lowered my fear of doing it perfectly, as I was fulfilling a responsibility for community. In the process of doing so, I gained a deeper appreciation and integration of the practice, found my own voice and a refuge in new understandings while simultaneously experiencing the refuge of community. For that whole experience, I express gratitude and a joy in being alive at this time and place and in this community.
I take refuge in the Buddha, the one who shows me the way in this life. I take refuge in the Dharma, the way of understanding and of love. I take refuge in the Sangha, the community that lives in harmony and awareness. Dwelling in the refuge of Buddha, I clearly see the path of light and beauty in the world. Dwelling in the refuge of Dharma, I learn to open many doors on the path of transformation. Dwelling in the refuge of Sangha, shining light that supports me, keeping my practice free of obstruction. Taking refuge in the Buddha in myself, I aspire to help all people recognize their own awakened nature, realizing the mind of love. Taking refuge in the Dharma in myself, I aspire to help all people fully master the way of practice and walk together on the path of liberation. Taking refuge in the Sangha in myself, I aspire to help all people build fourfold communities to embrace all beings and support their transformation.
I take refuge in the Buddha, the one who shows me the way in this life. I take refuge in the Dharma, the way of understanding and of love. I take refuge in the Sangha, the community that dwells in harmony and awareness. In Buddhism, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha are known as the three jewels, or Trirata. Buddhists turn to these jewels for guidance and support. I have encountered teachings about the three jewels many times since I began my Buddhist practice, but I did not fully understand what it means to take refuge in them until the COVID pandemic. The pandemic began for my family as it did for many. My husband Bill and I canceled spring break travel plans and wondered whether it would be safe for our daughter Rachel to return to high school in 2 weeks. We all know the rest of the story. School didn't reopen in 2 weeks or for the rest of the school year. There were no vacations, no family visits, and even a trip to the grocery store could trigger a panic attack if a fellow shopper stood too close. As lockdown began, and I realized that our family would be sheltering in place for the foreseeable future, I wonder how I would cope with what lay ahead and exactly what that was going to be. What if one of us caught the virus? What if we all caught it? What if I got laid off and we lost our health insurance and then we all caught the virus? What if we were never able to buy 2-ply toilet paper again? I soon realized that I needed to live out my Buddhist practice, or I would spend each day in a perpetual state of suffering. So, as many have done before, I took refuge in the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. When we take refuge in the Buddha, we take refuge in an actual human being named Siddhartha Gautama. He left a life of ease to experience a variety of spiritual disciplines, and after practicing for many years, he achieved enlightenment. His story teaches us that everyone has the potential to achieve enlightenment, or at least begin their spiritual journey, and that we can think and act mindfully rather than reacting out of panic or fear. As lockdown began, I used this jewel to remind myself that I did not need to dwell on my pandemic catastrophe scenarios, that when these thoughts entered my mind, I could acknowledge my fear, allow myself to feel it, and then move on. 14 months later, I won't say that I've always been successful at this, but I succeeded often enough to make lockdown, to make life in lockdown and the months of social distancing that followed a lot more pleasant for myself and for my family. When we take refuge in the Dharma, we take refuge in the teachings of the Buddha. Siddhartha Gautama wandered as a mendicant for many years, sharing his wisdom in sutras, what we might call sermons today. His followers preserved these teachings, first through oral tradition and later in writing. Putting the Buddha's teachings on mindfulness into practice helped me remain anchored while dealing with horrific news stories and conflicting health advice, and working my day job in one bedroom while Rachel attended virtual high school in the other. I even made it through the derecho and 3 days without power without having a meltdown, and I guarantee that would not have been possible without meditation. A Sangha is a community of practitioners who support each other's practice. When the church building closed in May 2020, several members of Awakening Heart Sangha decided to try meeting over Zoom. I know the thought of a group of people sitting on a Zoom session, focusing on their breath with their eyes closed, may sound odd if you haven't tried it, but we've made it work. And of course, we also have our Dharma study and discussion. For me, just knowing that this group would meet every Monday night has been a touch point during a time when so many other things unraveled. Knowing that the Sangha is there to support me helped me to maintain my practice even when I felt I was too busy and pressed for time. Our world, our country, and our community has endured so much over the past 14 months. I don't think we fully realize just how much we've been through. I can't imagine how I would have survived these months without these three jewels of Buddha, Dharma, and especially my Sangha family. And I know that these three jewels will continue to support me as we all move through the months ahead. Now we'll have a closing bell.
We extinguish this light and remember that all things come to an end. Our service has now come to an end, and we follow the paths of enlightenment that unfold before us.